the Union Budget 2018, an Insight 18 special on money control.
We don't need no education, we don't need no thought control. All that is very good in songs, but not in real life. On Money Control's Budget 2018 exclusive, let's look at what the Finance Minister held out to the education sector.
Money Control's Budget 2018 exclusive.
Finance Minister Arun Jaitley announced various benefits for students and the overall education sector in India. He proposed the launch of a Revitalizing Infrastructure and Systems in Education, or RISE, scheme or initiative by 2022 with a total investment of 1 lakh crore over the next 4 years. He said that this would help investments in research and related infrastructure in premier educational institutions, including health institutions. This is in line, he said, with imparting quality education to the students in the country. The finance minister also said that the Higher Education Financing Agency, that's HEFA, would be suitably structured for funding the RISE initiative. Focusing on the quality of education, Mr. Jaitley said that the government intends to treat education holistically without segmentation from pre-nursery to class 12. He announced an integrated B.Ed program for teachers to improve the overall quality of teachers. The government has amended the Right to Education Act to enable more than 13 lakh untrained teachers to get trained. To improve education levels in tribal children, the finance minister proposed that by the year 2022, every block with more than 50% scheduled tribe population and at least 20,000 tribal persons will have an Ekalavya model residential school on the lines of Navodaya schools. Of course, let's forget the fact that he struggled a bit to get the pronunciation of Ekalavya right in his speech. But you got to give the man that much considering he's been slaving away at this for possibly months now. Mr. Jaitley further proposed significant investments in the higher education. He announced the launch of the Prime Minister's Research Fellows, or PMRF, scheme this year. Now, the scheme will identify the 1,000 best BTech students every year from premier institutions and provide them facilities to pursue PhDs in IITs and IISCs, including a fellowship. Mr. Jaitley also proposed the setting up of 2 new full-fledged schools for planning and architecture. This will, of course, be seen as a push, indirect kind of push, to the infrastructure industry. 18 new schools of planning and architecture will be set up in the IITs and NITs. He also said that 24 new government medical colleges will be set up by upgrading the existing district hospitals in the country. To bridge the gap in the doctor-patient ratio in the country, the government has stated that it will set up at least one medical college for every 3 parliamentary constituencies. One decision that came in for a fair amount of criticism was the one that said a bridge course would allow non-allopathic doctors to get to the allopathy side. That is, of course, problematic on many accounts.
The Union Budget 2018, an Insight 18 special on Money Control.